Peely. Our true north flag flies freely with love and hope as big as prairie skies.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Do my ladies run this. All of my girls looking good and they got their own money. Pop your thing. This and my girls from the sponsor, they got their own funding. Knock your thing. Run through your city, that motorcade. Soon as I enter, they close the gate. Presidential through your residential, no, it's nothing. Except your rules as I move them right.
The reason with them misbehave, mispush my pen. I can't tame my passion for him. Can't keep up what happened to them.
Yeah,
he lapping them in.
Top of the food chain, boss in a new chain, this and a new thing. No, sir. Money on stupid, hopped in a new whip. You still on my old work.
Work, work.
This might hurt. I sweat hard, wet t-shirt, extra large, ain't scared of the dirt. Hit that jackpot, now I'm riding round.
Hey Divas, welcome to week 9. That's crazy, guys. 9 weeks. Anyways, this is Bangers with Claire, if you are unfamiliar. Well, yeah, I'm Claire. Who would have guessed, honestly? Anyways, if you're new here, welcome. As I said last week, if you're new here, you have been missing out. I can't lie. But once again, it's never too late to come to the dark side. Y'all just heard Extra L by Jenny featuring Doechii off of Jenny's brand new album Ruby, which I have been loving so far. She is really finding her own identity as a musician now that she's not under the label that like Blackpink was under as a group. I think her solo work definitely suits her a lot better. And she didn't seem very happy with what she was doing before. So I love this. Like, you can tell that she's really enjoying making music more. And Doechii, I love Doechii, guys. I can't play her on here often because a lot of her songs are really explicit. So when I found out there was a clean version of this on the album, I was like, yes! Because Doechii, okay, my gosh. She's just like, Alligator Bites Never Heal is actually insane. It is phenomenal. It is incredible. I will talk more about that later because obviously this is when I talk to you for just a little bit because I got way more songs planned. I'm also going to do some perfume reviews because I bought the Sabrina Carpenter Sweet Tooth in the caramel scent and Your Turn by Billie Eilish in the past week. And I want to talk about them because they're really, really good. And like, I don't know. I'm just so excited because Your Turn literally just came to Canada and I literally called Shoppers immediately. It's like, put this on hold right freaking now. Like, I was so stressed. Anyways, I've got so much more great music coming up for you. We got some Tate McRae coming up. We got some Charlie XCX. The new Chapel Roan song I'm going to be playing for you soon. And a little throwback with some Taylor Swift. So as always, please stick around until the end and I will talk to you guys again later. Bye-bye.
Up on a time like hither. Haven't seen you in 2 years, but baby, we still be the same. No love and it's almost working. And I never used to be this person, but here I am, hands on my chest and my knees in the carpet, hoping you'll stop it. Dear God, take his kiss right out my brain. Take the pressure.
insensible, except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know.
You're the one for me, but I'm not convinced yet. Always had this ability to make my own messes, turn fronts to exes. Oh, here I go now. It's a control breakdown.
strip mall town of dreams. Good luck, fireman. It was me to rhinestone cowgirl all night long. So, baby, if you never had one, call me baby. Yeah, 'cause you ain't gotta tell me.
Oh my gosh, guys, it's been a day and I'm already obsessed with that song. I'll talk more about that and gingers because she is a ginger in a second, but we're going to come back to that. First, I played Dear God by Tate McRae. I actually can't remember if I played this before or not. I know I said Purple Lace Bra was my favorite off of So Close to What last week, but honestly, it's probably Dear God. The ending to that song, it's so juicy. It's so nice. It's so yummy. It's so different from the structure a lot of pop songs follow. It's just good. She sounds great. You guys know that like Tate has really been growing on me recently. I'm really excited to see what her next move is, even though she just made a move. She's killing it on all these talk shows, all these performances. No criticism. Next, y'all heard B2B by Charlie XCX, which was requested by Ellie from Montreal. I guess I have not quite worldwide yet. We're gonna get to the international domain, but we got countrywide, nationwide fan base, guys. Bangers, she is growing in the masses. Anyways, I love that song. I saw that request and I was like, girl, I was already gonna play that anyways. You don't need to ask me. Best song on Brad. What if I said that? Like that one part of it, that's like the took a long time, freaking muscle down. I can't sing it. Like that part, I love that part. Next, Busy Woman by Sabrina Carpenter, also off of the new deluxe. I know I played 15 minutes a few weeks ago, but I also really like Busy Woman. You can really tell Jack Antonoff produced this though, guys. I can't lie, but at the same time, it's just so Sabrina. Like, if you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. Like, go ahead, girl. Go ahead. No one's stopping you. She really just has, like, we gave her that, like, free pass. And I'm here for it. I agree. Again, perfect. Perfect little pop ditty. Nothing special, but it's just like, it's a banger. You know, that's why the show exists. I'm here to play you bangers. What else would I be doing? Then I played I Lied by Housewife, who I just found recently. Absolutely love her music. Also a ginge, just like Chapel. We love that. And she's very similar almost to like Bia Badoobie. So please also check out all of her other songs. Like, I'm not playing. They're all amazing. Like, if you liked that, please listen to the rest of her discography, or if you like Bia Badoobie. That's all I'm gonna say. And finally, of course, I played The Giver by Chapel Rowan, her brand new song that came out yesterday. The promo for this was awesome. I love the silly little dentist photos, like the lawyer photos, like this my lawyer guy's a dog. Am I going to jail? I'm not going to jail. If she was my lawyer, I would trust her with my life. She is awesome. I was hoping The Subway would come out first. If you don't know what that one is, that's another unreleased one. She played The Giver on SNL when she went on SNL, but before that, at her concert, she was playing a song called The Subway that's going to be on the new album. Exciting stuff. And I was really hoping that one would come out first, but I guess not. But like, a win's a win. As I said, I really love this song. And on the topic of gingers now, we have to talk St. Patty's. Because unfortunately, my show has decided it wants to run on St. Patty's night at 10 p.m. So I fear a lot of my student audience will not be listening. But you know what? That's okay, guys. As always, fun fact, if you follow the link in my bio on the link tree, you can go to my program page and you can listen to past shows. It may cut me off a little bit at the start and a little bit at the end, depending on like if we're running behind or running ahead. It depends, but still, you can pretty much get at least like 90% of the show and you can listen to it afterwards. You know, if you're out tomorrow night, no worries. You aren't a fake fan. No, I still love you. But I will say, guys, I am not planning on doing much for St. Patty's. I am really busy. I have a lot of midterms, but there's one thing I want to see, and that is I want to see those gingers run down the street. Last year I saw all the videos of the ginger runs, and I'm like, this is like the big thing I want to do when I get to uni. I just want to watch them all run. And like, I used to be ginger passing. Like, I can't lie. You know what? That is why I started bleaching part of my hair and why part of it's pink now, because I would really not want to be peer pressured into doing that ginger run. Like, honestly, it looks terrifying, but like, I just want to watch it because like, yes, Ed Sheeran. Yes, Ed Sheeran. Y'all go get it. Unfortunately, I do have the bad habit of calling pretty much every ginger person Ed Sheeran, except Chapel, my love. But yeah, hope y'all St. Patty's are going to be way more fun than me, because I'm just going to be doing linear algebra all day. Anyways, next up, we got a little bit of some throwbacks, some brand new music from some very indie Canadian artists. So I'm hoping that when I tell you their names after this next one, you go and check out their profiles and give them a listen, because they all really deserve it. And some Noah Kahan as well, because why not? You know, it's spring. Spring's basically fall. Noah Kahan is fall. You get my point. Anyways, once again, I will talk to y'all later. As always, you don't get to leave me yet, unfortunately. So I will see y'all again soon.
I'm Okay.
How have things been, well, love, now that you mention it? My folks still talk, they speak in these two-word sentences. Much, but you know how it gets out here. No winter cold could keep out all the cold of your atmosphere. We once sang retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now we know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my
For the last time, I'm back. Hope you guys missed me, but also not too much because, again, I do actually have to play music on this show. That's what I'm here to do. No, that's my job. Okay, we started that off with All You Had to Do Was Stay by Taylor Swift. Taylor's version, before anyone comes at me. Taylor's freaking version. And I was having a discussion with my friend. We like to play this game now where it's like we take an album that we both like know all the songs from and like we've listened to in full. And it's like if you had to cut half of the songs on the album, like what would they be? And we did it with 1989 Taylor's version. And we had like a big dispute about this song. And I realized that even though I was being a hater, it was because I never gave her the time of day. She Deserved. So I was waiting for the bus yesterday and I was listening to this one and I was like, wow, he was right. I was eaten up. Like, it's honestly might be one of the best songs on the album, just behind, I'd say, Clean and Out of the Woods, honestly. Also, Is It Over Now? That's also a great one. I should play some of those soon. I feel like I don't play a lot of Taylor, and I do like her, guys. I just don't like the Tortured Poets department. Yeah. After that, I played Lose You by Una Mia. I'm hoping I'm saying that right, as always. It's always a gamble with me, unfortunately. Anyways, I just found out about her yesterday. She came on my For You page. But also, I have been trying really hard to find a lot of new artists and new music because I feel like I really want to expand my palette, if you will. And she's awesome. She's really cool. If you really like SZA, if you really like Kali Uchis, anything of that ilk, go check her out. She's sick. Then after that, I played How Do You Want Me by Ariana Fig. The reason I actually picked this one was because I thought it sounded a lot like a song on 1989 Taylor's version. So I kind of wanted to play it because, like, if you like 1989 TV, or if you've never listened to it and you just heard All You Had to Do Was Stay and you liked that song, you should check out the rest of her music because it's all very similar. Then we finished off with All My Love by Noah Kahan off of Stick Season. I always hate when people title albums the same name as one of the songs because then when I talk about them, people never know if I'm talking about the song or the album, and it's confusing me either way. That's definitely my fave song on the album. I don't know why I don't play Noah Kahan more. He's awesome. I really should. We're gonna work on that. Anyways, now it's perfume review time, my favorite time, and probably every single man that's tuning in's least favorite time. Except, guys, apparently Your Turn, the Billie Eilish one, that is actually a gender neutral perfume. So I better see none of you men stinking up my lectures wearing your Dior Sauvage or your Axe body spray anymore, because now there's a great option on the market for you. Anyways, I'll start with the Sabrina Carpenter one. So it is Sweet Tooth, but that's just her perfume brand. So it's actually called Caramel Dream. It has very similar base notes. Both of them have the exact same base notes, sandalwood, musk, and amber. But this one's definitely a bit more sugary. It smells a bit more like candy. It's definitely more feminine and less of like a natural. Oh my gosh, guys. Bye. I just choked on like my air again. I do this a lot now. But anyways, it's a much more feminine scent, but it's also a lot more like not natural, but it still smells good. It's just like you can tell I'm wearing perfume. It's definitely more of a going out scent, but it is very nice. I really like it. At least that's how it wears on me. Again, I can't attest for anyone else. I find her other ones are a bit too sugary for me, but that's just personal preference. And I'll also talk about Your Turn now. I've had that one for about 3 days, and I think I've worn it pretty much every single day. It's really nice. It's really natural. If you just want a perfume for going to class, just like going anywhere, it's very non-assuming. Like, nobody will know you're wearing perfume unless you're like, I'm wearing perfume. It smells like a rich person hotel. Like, very specifically this one I went to like a few months ago. And as soon as I whiffed it on myself, I was like, this literally just smells like that. And I honestly like that. It's really nice. But what makes it tricky is now I feel like I can't go to my lecture smelling like that and looking like trash. Again, the exact same base notes as the Caramel Dream one, except the top notes are more floral. We've got some jasmine, we've got some coconut, got some ginger. So a bit more androgynous, but also a bit more natural, like I was saying. Anyways, I've got 3 more great songs coming up for you guys after I finish talking. So I'll just talk about them really quickly so I can let you guys go. And if you're listening, you can enjoy your St. Patty's early. If you're listening late, I hope you had a great St. Patty's though. We're gonna start with That's Just the Way I'm Feeling by Ali the Dreamer, who I also found out about very recently. She's really cool. I also really like her a lot. Then we're gonna play Family Feud by Phineas, AKA the saddest freaking song like ever made. If you couldn't tell by the And You're Only 22 and The World Is Watching You, it is kind of about Billie Eilish, but it's more so about how their relationship as a family has very much been affected by the fame. And it's like they feel like they've lost that sense of normalcy. And it's like that's like, and like I think he says like just the way it almost was when it's just the two of us. And it's like kind of thinking about what life would have been like if like none of this happened, because quite literally that was like their success story is like one in a million. It is truly insane. And I really like it because it puts a really interesting perspective on the situation. And it's just so sweet and so endearing and so cute. And then we're going to finish off, as always, with one of my favorite songs of all time. This time I picked TV by Billie Eilish. As always, I always say this would not be a show without her. I don't know why, but I was thinking about this song. And I remember when this came out, I was like, it was very much at a place and time in my life where I felt like I like really needed it. And it got me through some stuff, like some hard stuff that I was like, that was going on at that time. And I was just like, why don't I play it? Like, I forgot how good this song was. And it's just beautiful. Her voice is just amazing. Composition, always great. Bar after bar after bar. Ah! Anyways, I will let you guys go now. But please listen to those three songs. Do not leave early. I'm begging you. Sometimes it likes to cut the last song out. They cut off American Teenager 2 weeks ago and I was very heartbroken. But anyways, I will see you guys next week. Until then, take care of yourselves. As always, Claire out.
Now, Pepper had to be put down. Hard to take, hard to own, not hard to break a collarbone. A little late, but not alone. And you're only 22, and the world is watching you, judging everything you do. Just a house and just a room, just a handful of balloons, just another afternoon, just the way it almost was, when it's just the two of us. Sleep all day, I'll wake you up, when it's just the two of us.
chaperone. Got homesick, got sent home. Mom and dad on the phone. And you're only 22, and there's nothing I can do. I've made mistakes, you'll make them too. A part of me is part of you, just a different shade of blue. Just a little family feud, just the way it almost was. When it's just the two of us, sleep all day, I'll wake you up. When it's just the two of us, nothing I can do. Part of me is part of you, just a different shade of blue.
Get along. prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see what's brewing. Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore,